With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
And welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that celebrates the rich heritage of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of fantastic listening. Louis Vierne was an influential figure in the development of French music in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. October 8th marked the 150th anniversary of his birth, and on today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll celebrate with grand organ and sacred choral music of Vierne and others who influenced or were influenced by him. And we'll depart slightly from our usual format in order to focus much of our attention on one of his most significant works. Vierne was most prolific in his compositions for organ, notably in his innovative development of the genre of organ symphony, a genre which had its roots in the works of his early teacher, César Franck, and subsequently developed by his later teacher and mentor, Charles-Marie Vidor. Vierne, however, took the organ symphony to even greater heights, starting in 1899 and culminating in his sixth and final symphony in 1930. From his Symphony No. 2 from 1902, we'll hear Olivier Latrie perform the opening allegro on the grand organ of Notre Dame. Olivier Latrie played the opening allegro from the Symphony No. 2 by Louis Vierne, whose 150th birthday we're celebrating on today's program. He played the organ of Notre Dame de Paris, where Vierne served as titular organist from 1900 to his death in 1937. Louis Vierne was born October 8, 1870, in Poitiers, and from an early age exhibited a fragile health and hypersensitive disposition. Born with congenital cataracts, he was also one of a number of significant French organists of the period who benefited greatly from studies at the School for the Blind in Paris, which boasted a strong program of musical instruction. At the age of 9, his parents took him to hear César Franck play at the Basilica of Saint Clotilde, an experience that the young Vierne found emotionally overwhelming and cemented his interest in the organ. Just a year after entering the Paris Conservatory to study with this great organist, Franck died, and Vierne took up with his successor, Charles-Marie Vidor, whose instruction was more rigorous in the areas of playing technique and musical form. He took these different attributes and was able to synthesize the musical expression he gained from Franck with the technical and compositional mastery he received from Vidor to develop his own formidable musical language. From 1892 to 1900, Vierne served as assistant to Vidor at the Church of Saint-Sulpice, where he heard music like our next selection, Tuus Petrus, Thou Art Peter, a motet by Vidor utilizing a mixed choir with a sizable chorus of baritones. More about Saint-Sulpice in a moment, but first let's listen to the choir of Westminster Cathedral with a chorus of baritones and two organs. James O'Donnell leads this grand choral music. Tuus Petrus by Charles-Marie Vidor was performed by the choir of Westminster Cathedral in London with the Hyperion Chorus of Baritones conducted by James O'Donnell. Joseph Cullen and Andrew Reed played the two organs. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The music we just heard was the kind of expansive music that fit the grandeur of the architecture of Saint-Sulpice and the elaborate and dignified liturgy that was regularly conducted there. After all, Saint-Sulpice, not Notre Dame, was the seat of the Catholic Church in France. It sat next to a burgeoning seminary which provided a choir of 200 seminarians, thus the prominence of the choir of baritones. Saint-Sulpice also housed the largest organ in France, built by the master organ builder Aristide Cavaillé-Coll. The musical practice there, and in most large French churches and cathedrals, included musical dialogue between the grand orgue, located high in a gallery at the west end of the church, and a vocal choir, with a secondary but not insignificant organ, located in the chancel at the east end of the church. These forces would weave a musical tapestry back and forth during the liturgy. And it was this practice which Louis Vierne adopted in his most significant choral work, the Messe Solennelle, or Solemn Mass, composed in 1899, just 1 year before he was appointed to the post at Notre Dame. We'll feature a complete performance of the five movements of this Mass in one of my favorite recordings of it. In this country, there are few venues where the arrangement of two significant instruments exists to make possible an authentic performance. One such place is the Cathedral of the Most Blessed Sacrament in Detroit, which houses two instruments built by the Canadian firm of Cassavant Frères. In this recording, the Solemn Mass by Vierne is performed by the choir of Independent Presbyterian Church of Birmingham, Alabama, at the Cathedral of the Most Blessed Sacrament in Detroit. Joseph Schreiber conducts, and organist Susan Ferre and Hugh Lewis accompany on the cathedral's two instruments. Grand music for a grand space. The choir of Independent Presbyterian Church of Birmingham, Alabama, performed Louis Vierne's monumental Solemn Mass, Opus 16. Joseph Schreiber conducted with organists Hugh Lewis and Susan Ferre. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Two smaller works for the liturgy by Vierne are coming up as we hear Tantum Ergo and Ave Maria. The Ave Maria especially exudes an air of sweetness as the trebles begin, joined later by the full choir in highly chromatic setting. We'll listen to the choir of Westminster Cathedral, directed by James O'Donnell, and both accompanied on the choir organ.
Thank you.
Ave Maria by Louis Vierne, and earlier we heard his setting of Tantum Ergo. Both were performed by the choir of Westminster Cathedral, directed by James O'Donnell. Louis Vierne not only studied with important teachers, he was himself an important teacher for later generations of French and a few American musicians, including Marcel Dupré, both Lily and Nadia Boulanger, Gaston Litaize, Maurice Durufle, and Americans Edward Shippen Barnes and Alexander Schreiner. He died, as he had always wished, at the console of Notre Dame on June 2, 1937, at the conclusion of his 1,750th recital. He was set to improvise the final piece and collapsed of a heart attack, his foot resting on the low E of the pedal, resounding throughout the cathedral. His student Maurice Durufle was by his side. We'll listen to the Pie Jesu from the Requiem by Maurice Durufle, sung by Patricia Spence. Dennis Keane conducts. Patricia Spence sang the Pie Jesu from the Requiem Opus 9 by Maurice Durufle, devoted student of Louis Vierne. You are listening to With Heart and Voice. Probably one of Vierne's best-known organ works is the Carillon de Westminster, inspired by the bells of Big Ben in London and dedicated to English organ builder Henry Willis. John Scott performs at the Washington National Cathedral. Carillon de Westminster by Louis Vierne, performed by John Scott at the Washington National Cathedral. Thank you for joining me for today's program as we've listened to music to celebrate the 150th birthday of composer Louis Vierne. I hope you've enjoyed the selections I've chosen and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is also available for on-demand listening on our website with heartandvoice.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for another edition of With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.